Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, Stat or Story time on a Wednesday at 9:15 or slightly thereafter. Here we are, Stat or Story. I would like to go first. Is that okay? I feel good about my number this week. Feel like I've done solid.
Who's going to step in front of you and say, no, how dare you? Go
get
first.
Out of my way.
Okay.
I'm elbowing you out of the way.
Okay.
34 is your number.
Karl Malone elbow. Here we go.
34.
All right.
34. Is it the age of a man in, let me make sure I get the area right, Prince George, British Columbia, who was arrested for driving a child-sized pink Barbie Jeep down a main road in Canada to get a Slurpee when he was incredibly inebriated?
I was going to say, that sounds like somebody lost a bet.
At least in a bike lane?
No, he was not.
I don't know if I would be upset at his adult commuting that way.
He was not, and that's why he got pulled over. 34. Was he 34 years old? Or is it the number of starts in Jalen Hurts' career that he has thrown for fewer than 200 yards?
Stat.
I think the guy was older.
I do, too. I have like a 53-year-old doing this.
You go 53?
Yeah, that's my guess. 53.
Let's see if your dirt logic
worked out for
you.
What's your number? What's your guess?
What's your guess for the age?
Like 45.
Okay. You're both right, and your logic is correct, although not quite that old. He is 38.
Okay.
His name is Casper Lincoln. This is on September 5th. He was rolling down 15th Avenue in Prince George, British Columbia, in the pint-sized vehicle. As his friend walked beside him, he was hammered and he was lazy. And he was like, I don't feel like walking, but I really want a Slurpee. So he borrowed the toy car, you know, one of those little pink, but you all know what they look like, from his roommate's kid to go get the Slurpee. Again, because he was lazy, he said, I'd never driven it before, he said while laughing as he's getting interviewed. And then halfway down the road, he got pulled over. He said, I was using the hand signals and everything. And he asked the officer, you're really arresting me for driving a kid's Jeep? The officer told him, you know, you're going, even though you're going 3 miles per hour, you're operating a vehicle. But also upon pulling him over for driving that, they realized that his driver's license was suspended.
Yeah.
And then he took multiple breathalyzers and obviously did not pass either of them. He's had a good sense of humor about it. He's fighting the ticket.
Okay.
It's now gone viral. I don't know how you're going to fight that. He said the officer was actually really nice. He was filling out all the paperwork saying, this is my first time. And his advice to the media was don't drink and drive.
It'd be funny if he showed up in the pink car and parked in a parking spot and got out and hit an alarm.
Just imagine going 3 miles an hour, getting stuck in traffic behind this guy. And yes, Jalen Hurts, 34 starts in his career, sub 200 passing yards.
Now, look, I know we went long in the last and we're already against it. There is something to be said. Look, this is safety, right? We have a problem with this. Pull the guy over.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a knock. But, like, quite literally, there was a kid at my open gym I watched over last week that was trying to go home, and he had one of these automatic bikes.
Okay.
It looked like a dirt bike. And when he took forever to get his light to work, right? I go, how fast does this go? 15? 25? 45, 60, depending on downhill.
What?
He goes,
how old is this kid?
This kid is a middle schooler. And I go,
what?
And he lives by the school. And I go, what? He goes, yeah, I'm selling it this weekend and I'm buying another one for 2.6 and it goes about 70 if I can hit it right. And I'm just at a point now, like, I'm jealous of these scooters these kids have. I live in an area where all these ritzy kids have every new electronical device, but
scooters everywhere.
Dude, these kids are driving bikes now that are motorcycles, and they're on the road half the time.
Yeah, that's a car. I mean, that's a vehicle. These little things go 3 miles an hour. You can't turbocharge them more than that. It's a toy. That's not a toy.
And we're just all okay with this, and they just go in the middle of the road.
Never in a million years would I let my kid drive something like that. Never, because I know myself as a 12-year-old, and that doesn't end well, and you're not going anywhere near something like that.
These are dirt bikes, man, and I'm just like, wow, that's street legal. Okay. I'll go next.
Okay.
Your number is... Sorry. Had to delete mail sack stuff. 37.
37.
Number's 37. Is it the age of Robert Redford, R.I.P., when he was Bob Woodward in All the President's Men, upon its release?
I missed that yesterday. Robert Redford died.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm watching Sneakers tonight.
Nice.
You never seen Sneakers? No, you have?
I have.
It's one of the
Redford long time
movies
that
flew under the radar.
He's got a lot of them over the years.
Or 37. Is it the longest rush by an OSU player last year versus Oregon in the Civil War?
I'm going to lean on you for this one, Swag. Do you remember that was obviously before my time. I've seen the movie, All the President's Men is a great movie.
70s. I'm going to say Story.
You got to go Story.
Sounds
on that?
About right.
Okay.
He might have been a...
What was the heist movie called? Was it just called The Heist with him and...
The Sting.
The Sting, thank you. That's another great underrated movie if you haven't seen it.
He might have been a little younger, but I think that's right there.
All right, you're older than me. I'll lean on you here. Let's go Story. Double dip the chip.
Unfortunately for you, the number was a stat. Javonte McCoy had the longest run for OSU of 37 yards. OSU ran for a total of 131 yards on the day. Robert Redford was 39.
Oh, he was older.
When All the President's Men was released, he was turning 40 that year. But yeah, he was 39 when he played Bob.
Well, Bob Woodward?
When he came out, Bob Woodward.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of those. I remember, you know, hearing the stuff about The Natural and what they had to do in his age when they filmed it, because he's got those scenes early in The Natural where they're trying to make him look like a teenager, basically. Yeah. You know, traveling the train and all the different hoops that they had to jump through and makeup and lighting just to try and make him look
a little
bit younger.
Wasn't he like pushing 50?
He was old when that came out. Yeah.
I mean, he looks old in the movie.
Yeah, he does look
old. They were a little too behind the times. You know, like Benjamin Button, when they can make Brad Pitt look how they look.
Yes, we don't quite have that ability anymore.
Now, I want to ask you quickly on Robert Redford here, Swag.
I never saw the first Great Gatsby.
I was literally going to ask you. He did Gatsby in the 70s. There's too many Gatsbys
now. There's too many Gatsbys.
Where does his rank?
I didn't see his Gatsby.
Oh, you never saw that one, huh?
A lot of people think it was the best one. But I don't know if that's true.
I didn't see it.
Okay.
A Bridge Too Far is a great movie, too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your final number, 1,097. Is it the total number of passing yards for Josh Allen on Thursday night games in his career?
Poor Dolphins.
God.
What's a dead Dolphin sound like?
Or is it the median ticket price of the number one concert tour this past summer, Lady Gaga's tour?
That cannot.
That was the number one tour this summer. Wasn't Taylor Swift on tour all summer?
According to a ranking put together by Game Time.
Now, can I play something for you? He brought up Josh Allen, who's playing the Dolphins Thursday.
Yes.
You missed this, and I have to play it. It's 10 seconds. This was Mike McDaniel at his press conference Monday.
Oh, I heard this.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game, honestly. And that is how you lose the game. You're moving the ball down the field. To win games, you have to win the game.
It's going to get bad.
To win games, you got to win the game. I also love their quarterback coming on saying, I can't do half the stuff Josh Allen does.
I'm going to say stat. I'm going to play the game here.
What's the number again? Give me the number one more time.
1,097.
That's the median price of a ticket?
Median price of a ticket.
That seems crazy.
I mean, you
got to
think, when did Allen become a starter? 2018, his first year?
Around there.
Around then. So you're going on 7 years, probably at least one Thursday night football game a year.
Now, is she touring in stadiums or is she going smaller venues? Because that changes the equation here.
If it's
smaller venues, that's the medium. But if it's a stadium, that seems insane.
Lady Gaga's still that big? Maybe I'm out of touch. I know she's a big deal, but $1,000 a ticket?
She's rumored to be in the running for one of the halftime shows.
Rob. We all know it's going to be Taylor Swift, don't we? I mean, we all know it's going to be Taylor Swift, right? I'm going to go stat, too. Give me stat. The suspense was killing me.
Sorry, I was on the wrong page.
That's all right.
Josh Allen, 7-0 starting on Thursday night, and he has thrown for 1,727 yards total in those games.
Yeah, they shortchange him a little bit. Anybody laying the big wood tomorrow night?
Yes.
Yeah. First spring in the line? Are you going to spring the line early Thursday night game?
I'll noodle on it.
11.5, big line. But
that feels like a rollover game, and we want the guy fired. And
last week was a much better week for the big spreads. The Lions, about a touchdown hit. The Ravens,
about the Ravens
smoked the Browns.
Ravens respond.
Who was the other one? There was one in there, too.
Lady Gaga, 1,097 top 10 concert tours of 2025 based on median ticket price. Coldplay, 1,031.
What?
Gracie Abrams, 988.
You keep crapping on Coldplay, dude.
I mean, that's
Beyonce,
a lot for the median price?
Beyonce, 954.
I guess the follow-up I would have is, how much does the VIP experience ticket balance out the median price of, is somebody buying a $10,000 package
versus
and then so many people
one.
Are getting in for $100.
Coming in ninth, this one's for Dirt, Oasis with $856.
Dude, I told you, I mean, Oasis.
You know what's funny is the day you mentioned them.
You not knowing Oasis is still blowing my mind. You have to like the music. That was a moment in the 90s, dude.
They were at the Rose Bowl the day after you had brought them
they
up on the
show. They probably sold it out. It was probably a pretty big deal.
Bruins were jealous.
Don't go down in anger, man. Good Saturday story. Well done, everybody.
Thank you.
Well done. I like that this week.
That was solid.
That was solid.
That was fun.
It's all about the friends we made along the way, am I right?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.